Pacific Cats. Earthlings, I want you to come and place your hands on your radio and then say hallelujah, because springtime has come to the northern hemisphere of Earth, and it's time for our annual springtime spiritual jamboree, with the Christians honoring Jesus, the Jews honoring Moses, and the pagans going out into the woods to party down. Now, if Moses were around today, he would probably be organizing a people's revolt against the corporate pharaohs who have turned millions of us into wage slaves working to build their pyramids of filthy lucre and their walls. And if Jesus were around today, he would no doubt be living in the Tenderloin as the rabbi of the homeless and poor, handing out loaves and fishes, maybe a little wine to wash them down. And both Jesus and Moses would be telling people to stop worshiping golden calves, pork futures, and mammon.com. Meanwhile, here in Northern California, we have turned Passover into a spiritually correct liberation party for everyone who is oppressed, and who isn't really. So in Berkeley, you can find a prayer book for a socialist Seder where the kugel gets divided according to a person's need. And at my Passover feast, we always raise a glass of wine to the Buddha, even though there is still some dispute over whether or not he was Jewish. Nonetheless, he does help lead our minds out of bondage. So here's to you, Buddha. Let my people be here now. By the way, for research into Buddha's Jewish origins, you can consult the Oy Vey Sutra. Meanwhile, it is appropriate and auspicious in this season of spiritual renewal that we will soon be celebrating Earth Day, paying respects to Pachamama, the goddess Gaia, this old rock of ages. And this day should be the most important holy day of them all, because it can be celebrated by all life, regardless of race, religion, nationality, kingdom, genus, phyla, regardless of the covering of fur, feathers, scales, skin, leaves, or bark, because this earth is everybody's hood. And on Earth Day, we want to give a big shout out to Uncle Charlie Darwin, who started to spin us a new story about who we are and where we came from. All of us earthlings, born out of the 3.5 billion year old dance of life on this planet, a story that contains as much awe and wonder as any Bible. To paraphrase cosmologist Brian Swim, only 4 billion years ago, the earth was a ball of molten rock, and now it can play the guitar. And there's no longer any doubt that this story of evolution is true, at least among people who have a large forebrain. So now it's time to embrace that story as our new creation myth. Make ritual around it, sing it and dance it, and bring it to life in the corridors of our psyche and the marrow of our bones. And hallelujah, in this story of evolution, we find that we are related to every being that ever lived through the miracle molecule of DNA, which carries the instructions for every form of life on this planet. And the unraveling of the genetic code reveals that we share over 98% of our DNA with apes, 50% with worms, and nearly 30% with yeast. So if we declare ourselves divine, is not the slime also divine? And if not, where do you draw the line? Let's face it, we're all cell brothers and cell sisters. Can you dig it? A t-shirt from the biology department at UC Santa Cruz makes the point. It reads, "You share 25% of your DNA with bananas. Get over yourself." And if we see ourselves in this story of evolution, we find hope, because we see that Earth life is creative and tough and has survived comet collisions and continents bumping into each other and ice ages, even Henry Kissinger. So there is reason for optimism. I also find hope by reminding myself that the word ecology has only been in common usage for 40 years or so. The first UN conference on the environment took place in 1970, a blink of an eye in biological time. We're just now waking up to our impact on the life of the planet, just now learning how we have to change our story and our way of living. It turns out that what Mother Earth needs most from humans right now is a few years of negative economic growth. Instead of another stimulus package, what we really need is a sedative package. Finally, to commemorate Earth Day this year, maybe do something radical, like go picket in front of the oil company of your choice, or go out into the ocean and take a swim in the primal amniotic fluid. While you're out there, maybe chain yourself to an endangered coral reef, or just play some soothing music for the fish, who must be very confused lately due to the changing temperature of the oceans. At least, take a vow on this Earth Day, a vow that you will do something more to protect your mother. And at some point in your celebration, take off your shoes and dance on the earth, touching your mother skin to skin, or just lay down flat, ignore your inner cynic, and give your mama a great big hug. As always, she will forgive you and welcome you home. And this is Scoop saying all praises to the earth. Long may she spin. And remember, if you don't like the news, as always, go out and make some of your own. And support KPFA.